Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Roman Mahias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski misplays the ball. That's an error on Mazeroski. Dark moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive towards third. Hoke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Dark reaches second base with a double. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kravitz hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verdon moves to third. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin throws the ball into Dark, who relays the ball to Taylor, who tags Skinner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Verdon scores. Stewart moves to third. It's 1-0, Pirates. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahias hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long strikes out. There goes Banks. The throw from Kravitz to Grote, and Banks is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first, with Friend covering, for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 2 in the game. Mahias bunts between the mound and first base. Hillman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mahias for the out. Hoke moves to second. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor is hit by the pitch. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark bunts towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0 for 3 in the game. Kravitz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Dick Schofield pinch runs for Dick Stewart. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schofield moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 3 in the game. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Schofield moves to third. Skinner moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hoke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Schofield scores. Skinner scores. Mazeroski moves to third. It's 3-1, Pirates. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 2 in the game. Mahias is walked intentionally. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 3 in the game. Friend hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. Hoke scores. Mahias moves to third. It's 5-1, Pirates. Bill Henry now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mahias. The slide. Taylor applies the tag. Mahias is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rocky Nelson now playing first base. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nelson juggles the ball. That's an error on Nelson. Long moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long scores. Altman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Pirates. Cal Neiman pinch runs for Sammy Taylor. Roy Face now pitching. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Bill Henry. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.